Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minnesota's new paid leave program is starting early. Department of Employment and Economic Development Commissioner Matt Varilek made the announcement this afternoon.
We will not be waiting for the ball to drop in Times Square on New Year's Eve, because I'm proud to say that paid leave is open now, and we invite people to apply starting tomorrow because we are ready.
Originally, the program was scheduled to start January 1st, but Varilek said all systems have been tested and are ready to go. The program was passed into law so Minnesotans can take paid leave to care for themselves or their loved ones. The program ensures workers will keep their jobs while taking the time off. The investigation into an alleged federal fraud scheme in Minnesota is intensifying. This follows the release of a YouTube video by a right-wing influencer that appears to show abandoned daycare centers in the state continuing to receive taxpayer-funded subsidies. Republican Congressman Tom Emmer.
Nick Shirley goes out there and finds more evidence of fraud in one day than Tim Walz and our Attorney General Keith Ellison have found in 7 years. Why did he find it? Because he looked for it.
Despite raising concerns about the report's accuracy, on Monday, state regulators dispatched inspectors to each center featured in the video to determine whether any licensing violations or other issues existed. Proper planning can make sure you have a safe and enjoyable New Year's Eve. Minnesota Office of Traffic Safety Director Mike Hansen.
Before we had Fracture, we had designated drivers. A bunch of us are getting together to go out. It's my turn to be the designated driver, so I don't drink tonight. Or you just arrange to know that you can call somebody who can come and pick you up, or you have a place to stay, so you don't even have to think about getting behind the wheel when you shouldn't.
In other headlines, the 2025 legislative session was filled with tragedy and strong emotions.
The legislative session opened January 14th, but with only half the House, Democrats were a no-show. Republicans elected Lisa Damith as House Speaker.
The Minnesota people are counting on us today.
The biggest battle was over the new budget, Governor Walz.
There's some tough compromises in here. We know that not everybody's happy.
The budget and a bonding bill passed a special session but lost was illegal immigrant health care. Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman.
What I worry about is the people who will lose their health insurance. I know that people will be hurt by that vote.
4 days later, Hortman, her husband, and family dog were shot and killed in their own home. Senator John Hoffman and his wife were also shot. The governor tried to call a special session to ban assault rifles.
If you believe getting rid of those weapons is a bad idea, then you should be proudly on the floor upstairs voting no.
Part of the year that was.
This is MNN.